Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of the award-winning CUTV News. This is your host, Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. It's noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific right now at the time of our broadcast, and it is Thursday, October 26, 2017. Continuing our fascinating and thought-provoking, stimulating conversation with our special guest expert, Becky Butcher. And she's been talking about something that really is affecting millions and millions of people, but sometimes they don't even know that what they are experiencing is what this is, and it's called chronic fatigue syndrome. You've probably by now, I'm sure you've heard about it. Maybe you've tried to, you know, Google it, or maybe you've heard a neighbor or friend or relative mention it, that they feel tired and listless and have aches and pains and just a variety of different things, but they can't seem to put it all together. And sometimes the doctors, you know, doing what they can to try to really decipher what's going on and sort of render some sort of a diagnosis. But sometimes that takes a long time for that to happen, because some of the symptoms, which can be debilitating, can really interfere with your day-to-day life. I mean, where you don't even want to get out of bed, where you don't answer the phone, you don't want to go to work, you can't drive, you can't function, yet bills keep coming, and things still need to be tended to, but you don't feel like it, not because of any laziness. It's the body itself that is sort of responding in a way that can be, again, very debilitating and exhausting, frustrating. It can bring on anxiety, depression, a variety of different things that are tied to CFS, which is chronic fatigue syndrome. As we've mentioned in previous broadcasts here on CUTV News Radio, according to recent studies, as many as 2.5 million people in the United States alone suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome, which, again, just to repeat, in case you missed our previous episodes, and go back in our archives, because we've had Becky Butcher on our program for a series of episodes with us here, and you can hear the progression of our story with Becky in previous episodes on October, well, through the month of October, basically, each week. So check that out. But the devastating multi-system disease that it is causes dysfunction of the neurological as well as immune, endocrine, and metabolic systems. That's just about everything. And then, of course, circulatory can get involved. It's all attached. CFS affects adults and children of all races, all income levels, all geographic areas. It doesn't pick and choose. And it's characterized by extraordinary fatigue. Take jet lag and multiply it by 30. That kind of extreme that can be explained by any underlying medical condition. Or actually, it can't be, is what I mean. It really can't be explained by any underlying medical condition. It's a debilitating disease that robs you of the essential energy to enjoy a quality of life. One that you deserve, too. Becky Butcher is the author of My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, which chronicles her struggle with the disease. And I have to say, Becky has been very open about her struggle. She's been sharing intimate details. She's been sharing what her day-to-day experiences are like and what they've been for several years now. She's also caring for her mother, who's a senior, who's not always in the best of health. So Becky has a lot on her plate. And still, she's continuing to move forward with her life. Becky Butcher has a website, BeckySButcher.com, and that's Becky spelled B-E-C-K-I-E. So it's Becky and then the letter S, Butcher.com. And her book, My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, is available now on Amazon.com. We're going to continue our conversation with Becky Butcher, and we're going to delve into a few more things. We're talking about our last show, and we're going to talk about the initiative that we started really touching upon last week, and about her chiropractor and how the NUCCA method saved her life, and her passion to draw chiropractic students into practicing that method. Without further ado, let's welcome our special guest, Becky Butcher, chronic fatigue syndrome expert, to CU TV News Radio once again. Becky, thank you so very much for joining us on the program once again. Good to have you with us. How are you feeling today?
Better, actually, than last week. I was down like flat on the couch for a couple of days wondering how I was going to get through this week. I'm better. I am doing better. I was able to rest and just kind of relax and breathe, and so I'm better.
Very happy to hear that, and that's very good news. And we also want to say a special hello to your mom, who is right there in the room listening with you as well. So love to your mom. What's your mother's name?
Bev, B-E-V.
Bev, welcome. Mm-hmm. It's good to have you with us, and we wish you a wonderful day as well, Bev. You've got a great daughter there who is really making a positive difference in the world. So
thank you.
Good, Bev. Absolutely. Our pleasure, Becky. Let's talk about, again, we mentioned the initiative. If you can go over that again for us, and then we can lead that into the chiropractor and how the NUCCA method, you know, saved your life. Let's talk again, bring us back to the initiative that we started talking about in the beginning.
Okay, well, Solve ME, CFS is also known as Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Initiative, so FMCI. It's an organization. They've been around since 1987, and basically their all-over goal is a world free of CFS. I mean, they're really trying to get, you know, they're really trying to spread the word, and they need funding, and you can donate, by the way, to do more research into it. There are several theories that they've uncovered, but the thing is, Jim, and I think I said this last show, nothing's been replicated yet. So they're still digging, they're still working, and it's made up, and a very nice lady by the name of Carol Head is the president. And I think she's like an expert marketer, businesswoman, who has suffered, I think she suffered from CFS for quite a few years, and she's now pretty much recovered. And if you go and you read like about us, as far as like the board of directors, you're going to find that all of them, they're not just doctors and marketers and businessmen, executives who are just running a business. They all have some ties with it. Quite a few have had ME/CFS themselves, or their children have, or I think this one man's wife has. And they're doctors. They're intelligent people. They're well-educated people. But my point is it's not just a bunch of people running an organization. And in fact, if you go and you look under the advisory team, the advisory committee, of all people, I know several celebrities have had it, like Cher, Stevie Nicks, even singer Randy Newman, and of course, Laura Hillenbrand, the author of Seabiscuit. She's one who's well-known who's had it, as well as Susan Harris, the TV writer of The Golden Girls, my favorite show, by the way.
Hasn't Cher struggled with it, too?
Cher struggled with it. Stevie Nicks did. I mean, a lot of celebrities, you wouldn't think so, but who's on the advisor team, Morgan Fairchild. I had no idea she struggled with it, but she's part of that.
Mm-hmm.
A well-known actress, mm-hmm. you know, trusted. So, I mean, these aren't just people who are running an organization. These are people who have had ties with it. So, but you know, they're really passionate about this. They're doing a lot of work. They really want to stop the suffering in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful organization. They do a lot of good work, and there are opportunities where you can donate. There's like grassroots, you know, become involved. There's patient resources. There's resources for medical professionals. There's information on a biobank, as a matter of fact, where if you want to be part of a study. It's a pleasure to work with them because I am familiar with them. I have been for a long time, and they're so passionate and they're so sincere. I've spoken with Carol Head, the president, and she's very nice. She's a very sweet lady, and really, you know, really wants to do something about this. And Emily Taylor is her name. She's head of advocacy and public relations, and I've had dealings with her, very professional, very informative. Whenever she, like, gets a link of information, she'll send it to me so I can keep up. And in turn, I do post that on my social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I do pass along information. In fact, my other website, there's a mailing list, and as I get information, I will post links to the information. I'll put them on there on both my websites. So, you know, I do keep up through them, and I will post on my social media. But if you go and look on the website, it's just, there's a lot of good information on there, a lot of links, information how you can help. So,
that's
in fact,
great.
There's a newsletter that I get. It's called Research First. I get it every month. So, which also has a lot of, like, the latest on research and policy and different things. So if you know, if anybody who's interested in really learning about it, that would be a good resource to go to.
Now let's talk about the chiropractor experience. I know you wanted to share that and the importance of that. Tell us about that and when that first started and the benefits of and everything for you. Share that if you can.
Let's see. I was diagnosed in 2007. And I had people, you know, people from my church were bringing me food. And this one lady who was kind of in charge of that, she brought me food. And she told me, she said, you know, there's this chiropractor. There's this young chiropractor. She had it when she was in her 20s. She just gotten married, and she was teaching, I think, second grade. And she got it, and she was worse than I was. She was on the floor with it. She had just gotten married. She was on the floor with it. And she thought her life was over, and she literally credits this with saving her life. And I don't know who told her about Inuka Chiropractor. It's an abbreviation for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. I don't know who told her about it, but she credits it with saving her life. And now she has, to make a long story short, she has a booming practice, and she had 5 kids she never thought she'd have. And she's doing very well. And so she referred me to this doctor, and I thought, well, why not? I mean, I'll do just about anything. I was in such bad shape. I thought my life was over too, Jim. I knew what that was like. I was laying flat on my back. I was 43 years old thinking, is this it? Is this it for me? Lying flat on my back. My life is only half over. What am I going to do now? And she referred me to this chiropractor, and it's you know, like I said, called NUCA. And what it is you go in and, like, she'll do different testing, like neurological, physical testing, and different things like that, and she'll take x-rays. And the idea, Jim, is because most people, whether they realize it or not, they're out of alignment, but they've been that way so long, they don't realize it. And what I mean by that is there's this little tiny bone right under the skull, the base of the skull. It's called the atlas, or cervical vertebra 1, C1. And when that's out of alignment, the cranial nerves, which come from the brain to supply the body and to help the body, mm-hmm. you know, make the body function as it should, those nerves are pinched. And that's where your aches and pains, that's where your illnesses come from. And what she does is it's almost like a tickle, Jim, because, well, what she'll do is she'll measure your neck, your hips, and different things like that, and she'll see how many degrees you are off. And then she calculates from the x-rays, she'll calculate an adjustment which is uniquely yours, based on your anatomy, based on your measurements. And I almost laugh every time because it's kind of a tickle. What she'll do is she'll, like, rub your earlobe just very, very gently, mm-hmm. just enough to move the atlas back in alignment. And that helps. When that's in alignment, your cranial nerves, the messages can get through from your brain to your body and start healing. Therefore, your body heals itself because the nerves are able to get through to the body, and then the body can function the way it was created to function. And that, Jim, that has gotten me out of bed. Nothing else has. Nothing else has, because my body's healed itself. And it's good for everybody, really. It's just good for overall health, because then everybody's body's functioning the way it should. And it was kind of funny, after I got my first adjustment to the mall, a local mall for something, and the way I was walking, I thought, something's wrong. I'm not walking right. I was walking differently, because normally most people have one leg shorter than the other a little bit. And I thought, no, I'm walking correctly. For the first time in 43, almost 44 years, I'm walking correctly. I was balanced.
Right. Right. Right.
But it's just amazing how just a little tiny, you know, almost tickling of the ear can help you. But it has helped me, and I have gotten better over the years. I credit that with saving my life, too.
Now, is this the NUCCA method? And does NUCCA, does NUCCA stand for anything?
Let's see, National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association is what it stands for.
Okay, good.
And it's that method. They call it the NUCA method.
So it is called the NUCA method. Okay, that's what I was thinking. So you feel that the NUCA method then has saved your life?
Yes, it has. I think so.
That is incredible.
Well, it's
a very powerful statement.
That is phenomenal. Yeah. Well, it's given me my life back. I mean, at least to a point, to some degree, I have a life, Jim. And I'm not saying every day is good.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm still bedridden and in a lot of pain. But you know what I've noticed? It's not like it was. You know, some people who might be listening might think, well, it doesn't sound like you're better. But, you know, Jim, a bad day for me now was like a good day for me back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I am better. At least I have some kind of a quality of life, Jim. At least I've gotten some of it back. I'm not just flat on my back and in bed anymore. And so many patients are. Some patients can't even feed themselves, Jim. I mean, this is really incredible. It's something that I'm passionate about, spreading the word about the disease and the adjustment method. In fact, Dr. Kleinfelter, my chiropractor, I have presented a couple of times to people, and she's come with me. And anytime I do it again, she's more than welcome to come, because I feel between the two of us, maybe really we can really put both of these on the map, and people can get the help they need, because it does work. And she's a testimony, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's
she is
great.
Herself. I am too, but she is.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I mean, that's just, that's really great news. I'm so glad.
Me too.
And yeah. So you have this passion to draw chiropractic students into practicing that method then?
Well, she does. In fact, she abandoned me, Jim. She's gone for a month, but that's fine.
Oh, no,
you know,
really?
Well, she's doing what she has to do. She's as passionate as I am about this, and she's off teaching seminars, chiropractic students, because she's very, very passionate, because it worked for her. It just worked wonders for her. She wants students to practice this. She teaches them this method, hoping that they'll all go into this. Because, you know, like, because, Jim, it's good for anybody. It helps the body heal, and that's not going to hurt anybody. We're all going to be healthier, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But she's got such a passion for this, and so do I.
Yes, you do. I want to talk about the book, because the book is really something very, very special, which we've been touching upon in different sections of the book and different elements of the book, the reason for writing the book, what the writing process was like for you, which is sort of cathartic and therapeutic. The book that we're referencing, folks, is My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, which really chronicles Becky Butcher's struggle with the disease. And if you're struggling with it, or you know somebody that is, perhaps it is something that you will find an invaluable resource, a wonderful tool, and something that you can really relate to. And Becky, the book itself, again, we've been talking about various sections, elements. Can you share another piece from the book with our audience right now so they can continue? Or if there's somebody listening brand new to this particular episode who didn't hear the previous episodes that we've been using to spotlight you, perhaps maybe you can share something and they will relate to it, and maybe it'll even make their day.
Well, actually, there is something I kind of like to share, and it fits in with the NUCA. Actually, it comes where I or right after I wrote about NUCA. Here it goes. Okay. In the meantime, I started to feel better and started looking for work. I got a good paying job, which was close to home with people I enjoyed working with. I couldn't have been happier. I was moving forward and looking into getting my bachelor's degree in chemistry. All went well for the first week or so. Then I became exhausted again. I wasn't just tired from working. I couldn't keep up. I lost that job after 3 weeks because I was seriously ill all over again. There I was, home, sick, on the couch, barely able to move from systemic pain and extreme exhaustion. I was home more than I was there. On my last day, I went home 10 minutes after I got there. I told my boss I didn't want to lose my job, but I knew it was coming. I could hardly stand up. On the way home that day, I realized I was truly disabled. I had to admit I was still very ill. This meant I had to face my demons, and I wasn't ready to do that. I cried and cried. I asked my maker, now what? What was I supposed to do now? Where was I supposed to go from here? What did he want from me? I had to face my disease and everything it meant for me, the inability to work and stand on my own two feet. I had to face the fact that my life had been taken away from me, even though I wasn't dying. My life as I knew it was over, and I had to face the fact that I wasn't okay, as I mentioned earlier. I tried, and I failed. That was hard, Jim. And, you know, people say that we're lazy. I mean, does that sound like somebody who's lazy to you?
Not at all. No. Not at all. No.
But, no, I wanted not to work. I wanted my life back. I wanted to try and get it back. I didn't even apply for disability right away because I thought, well, maybe I'll get over this. I didn't want to be on disability, Jim.
No. Not at all, of course.
That was hard for me. It's hard for, I mean, it's hard for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
No. Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Tell us, can you share another one with us too? Do you have another one you can share with our audience? Because I think it's rich when you actually hear the person who wrote the words.
Wrote it. Yeah, it means something.
Sharing
this.
Yeah, it's just.
Uh-huh. Oh, let me see. Oh, gosh, okay. Here I go. It's kind of a continuation of it. All right, you know what? Let me try and do something a little bit more positive, because I think I talked about how angry and how dark and awful I became. So I want to read something a little bit more positive. Okay, let's see. Okay, the last thing, since this is the conclusion. Let's see. These last things are what have helped me in my battle. One, let go of past hurts and anger. Negative emotions are stresses on the body, and stress does not help the healing process. Two things which have helped me immensely are meditation and yoga. What I do is meditate first thing in the morning when I wake up before all those voices, they're called cheetah apparently, start nagging at me, reminding me of all my daily stresses and worries. Lying down is fine as long as you are comfortable. Let's see. Pay close attention to the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. Check your mind. Clear it. This is not an easy thing to do, so if it helps, focus on a picture, smell, or prayer. Focus on water, the ocean. Okay, let me go on to the next. This is kind of more of the same thing. Let me go on to the next one here. Stop fighting so hard. Once I was able to stop fighting and saying that I will not let this get in my way, I started to feel better and heal faster. It happened? Yes. It stinks? Yes. But it's nothing you can change. Accept it as a part of your life, at least for now. 3, get help. See a NUCA chiropractor and have yourself evaluated. You have nothing to lose if you can be helped. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen, and it will have been worth the wait. 4, pray. Ask the Lord's help in your struggle. He created you, therefore he will give you what you need. He knows you better than anybody. Let's see. Journal. It is very important to get your feelings out. They will fester within otherwise, and once again, there will be negative stress eating at your body. One thing I have done is go back to previous entries from months before, and I can see how far I've come. Let's see. Want me to go on?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. 6, eat a healthy diet. Oh, wait a minute. Oops. Eat a healthy diet, exercise as you can tolerate, and take your vitamins. Everybody should do that anyway. 7, surround yourself with positive, happy people and stay away from those who bring you down. Happiness is an essential part of healing. At least it has been for me. Keep your chin up, think happy thoughts, make the best of it for now, and don't let anybody tell you how you feel. There is good that can come out of the bad. For me, it was writing this book and speaking about this on a local radio show. You need to figure out what it is for you, and please do. That is healing also, a kind of catharsis, if you will. Finally, to all of you who struggle or watch someone who struggles, I hope this helps. If I have reached one person through this book, I will have done what I set out to do. My love to you all, and I wish you the best.
That is very, very positive and very inspirational.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful, yeah. Is the book dedicated to anybody?
Oh, gosh. I don't really think I dedicated it to anybody, but I did acknowledge different people for their help.
Yeah.
And, you know, just one more, you know, just one more tidbit of information. My friends, my biggest friends, the friends who have helped me the most were through my church. They were through my church, the people who were the biggest help.
Mm-hmm.
Those who prayed for me, those who brought me, I mean, my other friends, too. I don't mean to exclude them, but really people through my church who prayed for me, brought me meals, talked to me, encouraged me. My ministers have been just wonderful.
That's
so, but
fantastic.
I didn't really dedicate it to anybody.
You've got to surround yourself with loving and supportive people, right? That makes a big difference to help you get through all this.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I mentioned this, maybe I mentioned this last week, maybe I didn't, but, you know, I started going to, I've been invited to Bible studies through my friends who talk to me, and, you know, we talk about faith and growth and things, because I did speak to a minister, Stephen minister, for 2 years because I needed the help, and through that I've bonded with a few people. They've asked me to Bible study. They've, you know, oh, why don't you come to our ladies' events? And through there, I've been invited to other things. I mean, really, find people like that. Seek them out. Because, you know what, they'll introduce you and invite you to meet other good people. You can never have too many good friends.
Yeah.
You really
can't.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's... So what do you hope for the future, for yourself, for others, and what do you hope that people will take away from your sharing of your experience, not only with us here on CU TV News Radio, Becky, but overall? Because I know it's something that's part of your daily life experience, and you are mentoring and showing others that they too can live a productive life. And it's not always easy, and don't expect it to be perfect. But
no.
What is your ultimate hope from doing this? Because you didn't have to go through all of this. You didn't have to write a book. You didn't have to, you know, share the story. A lot of people would not do that. They pull within. But you had a desire to step forward and help others. Do you have a lasting hope for yourself and for others?
Well, no, I didn't have to write the book. And, you know, Jim, it was funny because this book never would have gotten written had my friend Dawn not put it on my heart to do it. Dawn Miranda, I'm going to mention her name. But my hope at this point is just to help people. I want people to get help. People, you know what, you may not have to suffer. And even if I just want them to realize, number one, it's real. And number two, they're not alone. And even if you get help, seek help, and you don't, and you don't heal 100%, you'll be better off than you are today. And that's enough. That's a lot all in itself. Believe me, when you struggle with something like this,
yeah,
you know, just being the least bit better off is something. And I'm a lot better off than I was, say, 9-10 years ago, through the NUCA and through my friends who have all been there and gotten me through this. And, you know, so, but that's my hope for the future, because I don't think I'm going to heal 100%, Jim, but I do hope that people are still inspired and just realize, okay, she's not 100%, but she's up, she's around, she's helping people.
The work that you're doing, right, and the work that you're doing is, you know, bless you for the work that you're doing. It is beautiful, and I want to get people to that website, Becky, that's BECKIES, the letter S is in Sam, Butcher. And the book is My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, which chronicles her struggle with the disease, available at Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Becky.
Sure.
We hope to chat with you some more real soon, and we wish you continued good days from all of us. Thank you for joining us. It was a blessing.
Okay.
You are very, very welcome. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining us as well, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm Jim Masters, CU TV News Radio. For all of us here, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to CU TV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CU TV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.